You are listening to episode number 271 of Better Blood Sugars with Delaine MD. Welcome to Better Blood Sugars with Delaine MD, where you can learn strategies to lower your blood sugars and improve your overall health. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. Ladies, if you know you're capable of doing badass things at work and for your family, but you're confused and frustrated with why you can't seem to stop eating the chocolate cake, this podcast is for you. Let's talk. Hey there, welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad that you're taking some time for yourself today to commit to your health and to learn a little bit more about how to live a naturally healthy life, how to let go of your diabetes, all of the amazing things. My mic is still acting funny, so I want you to know that I'm still listening in my ears. So sometimes there are some distracting things that happen there, and if that happens, bear with me. Today, I want to talk about what it takes. Like, what is the plan to get yourself to a place where you have better blood sugars? What is available to you right now today to do this? I work with women who do amazing things in other parts of their life. They are badasses in all sorts of other parts of their life, but they have no assurity that their body represents the healthy person that they believe they are. And they want to fix that part. They are sick of spinning their wheels and not knowing. Again, these are ladies who are getting shit done, and they are sick of spinning their wheels, and they want to get to a place where they don't have to have that worry in the back of their head. That is what keeps them up at night. That is what takes the joy from their life. That is what takes the meaningful experiences from their life, because they're so busy, wrapped up, and worrying about cravings, about food, about what do I eat, what do I don't eat. They're just so sick of that part. They want to put this behind them and start seeing better blood sugars. And what they have realized is they have been relying on the healthcare industry to give them the information that they need to fix their blood sugars. And of course, what they tell them is that you need to focus on your blood sugars. You need to start lowering your blood sugars. You need to start focusing on lowering your blood sugars. You need to start doing things to lower your blood sugars. And those things are sometimes food related. I mean, I think most doctors would be like, you know, cut the diet or cut the sodas. That's a big thing that they would say, cut the candies, cut the sodas, bring those out of your life. They make that recommendation, but they're doing it because they want to fix the blood sugar component. And unfortunately, blood sugar is not what is going to fix your type 2 diabetes. You have to fix your insulin resistance if you intend to fix your type 2 diabetes. So the only way to fix your type 2 diabetes is by focusing on that insulin resistance. And so when they come to me and they're frustrated and they're worried, they're like, I've done all these things and it's not working. I'm like, yeah, I get it. I know it is totally not working. You're right. And it is because they're focusing on the wrong thing. They're using the wrong tools. I help women fix their insulin resistance. I teach women about insulin resistance. Insulin resistance is when your cells have been exposed to so much insulin that they just stop responding to it. That is insulin resistance. And focusing on your blood sugars only is not going to fix it. And this is where being in cahoots with the healthcare system is only going to get you on more medications. Many of the medications that they use in the healthcare system to improve diabetes work by increasing the amount of insulin in the system, which then, of course, increases insulin resistance. Does it lower your blood sugars? Yeah, absolutely, it lowers your blood sugars. But in addition to that, it also increases the insulin resistance, making the actual cause of your diabetes worse. That is why being really careful and cognizant about who we're looking to help fix our diabetes is really important. And the recognition that, like, you're not broken. Nothing is wrong. I get this. I was there too. This is what I struggled with. I was pre-diabetic. I had been gestationally diabetic. I was watching my weight go up. I was out of control with my food. And I was I know what the doctors were going to say. I'm the doctor. I know that. And it wasn't working. The things that they were telling me wasn't working because it was the wrong tools. So I think being really clear with yourself, like, I am not broken, I'm just using the wrong tools, is a much more helpful approach than I just need to work harder, I need to do more, I need to have something, you know, I need to have a little bit of extra help with meds, whatever it is. that is not going to help you. Okay. I get it. I've been there. Learning to use the correct tools is imperative to this work. So understanding what is the plan, right? What is the plan that I can help you with right here today after in this podcast? What can I help you with? I highly recommend that you go to DelaneMD.com/better and download the 14 Days to Better Blood Sugar Guide. That is the first thing that you can do. And then what you're going to do is you're going to follow that guide for the 14 days. You're just going to follow it and you're going to watch your blood sugars and you're going to watch them come down. And then the last step that many people miss out, you set up a better blood sugar assessment call with me. And what we do is we address any obstacles that came up, any parts that were struggling, like felt hard during the 14 days. We figure out how to extrapolate, how to expand that 14-day guide to the rest of your life. That creates a diabetes-free life. That's what does this. Many women stress about like this. They don't set up that call. Either they didn't follow the guide as closely as they think they should have, which is not the case. Like even if you didn't follow the guide, but you did some of it, but not all of it. Awesome. Let's talk about what was wrong so that you can figure out how to fix that. How do you solve for that puzzle? What was it about it that you didn't like? And how do we solve for that puzzle? We have to do that or you're never going to get there. Women believe all the time, like, it's not going to work. I'm not going to be able to do it. They believe that the reason that it's not going to work is because they're not going to be able to do it. And what I want you to know is lots of women feel this way. I have done it, and many other women have done it too. The first step is to give yourself permission to try. If you don't even give yourself permission to try, there is like, absolutely, you're not going to do it. Figuring out, I did this and this was the hard part. How can I solve for the hard part? That is the process. Many women question whether it will even work. Like, I don't even know that this is possible to fix my diabetes. My mom had it. My grandma had it. My dad had it. Everybody had it. This just runs in my genes. I want to offer to you, yes, it will absolutely work. And it works because it's biology. It's just the biology of your human body. If you feed the human body the food that the human body is meant to eat, the human body isn't sick anymore. If you feed the human body food that the human body is not meant to eat, then you're going to get sick again. We see this in the zoo, right? Like they are not going and getting the rhinoceros food when they run out of giraffe food and feeding it to the giraffes. They don't do that because the food that is not made for the giraffes makes the giraffes sick. This food that we eat that makes us sick, the processed food, the junk food, these foods that make us sick with type 2 diabetes are the same, right? Like you need, like you, this is just not food. You're eating rhinoceros food when you're a giraffe. It just doesn't serve your health and it makes you sick. Okay. So if your brain's like, gosh, I don't even know that it will work. I want to offer you it. Absolutely, it will work. It is so simple. It's biology. There's just no other way around it. This definitely works. Other women will have worries that there's too much damage that's been done. I've done too much damage to my body. I'm never going to be able to get out of this hole. And I want to offer, if that's in your brain, my friend, you have two current options. You can keep damaging your cells or you can stop. I'm not sure if too much damage has been done, but what I am sure is if you continue to damage, at some point there will be too much done and we can't make that different. So give yourself permission to lean into that. I really want you to go to DelaneMD.com/better and download the 14 Days to Better Blood Sugar Guide. I want you to work that guide, and then I want you to go, you can either email me at DelaneMD.com, or you can find my scheduling link on any of my Instagram, Facebook, all the profiles have them, or you can just send me an email and we'll get you scheduled. Get scheduled for that better blood sugar assessment call. There is no reason for you to live sick for the rest of your life. This is fixable. Use the resources available to you right now, today, to do this work and see what results you get. And then you get on a call with me and we see what we can do to up-level it. That is the process. This is the plan to improving your blood sugars. Now, if you've been medicated for your type 2 diabetes, I need you to be careful making these dietary changes. The meds you have been taking have been given to you because of the way you've eaten in the past. And if you change the way you eat, you're going to need to change those meds. And if you don't, you're going to get very sick. You did not make these changes. You did not do this hard work only so you could be sick and die. So please, please, please heed my warning. Call your primary care provider. Get on the phone with them or whoever it was that prescribed these meds. Get on the phone with them and make sure that they know how you are going to share your blood sugars with them. And then make sure you know how you can expect to hear medication changes back from your primary care or your provider. That is what you do to keep yourself from getting sick. Okay. Lastly, I have an ask. If you have enjoyed this podcast, if you're finding it useful, if this information is new and exciting and you're seeing great results with it, please rate and review the podcast. The more ratings and reviews this podcast gets, the more people the podcast gets presented to. And when that happens, the more people get this help. 9 out of 10 Americans have insulin resistance. If you look around you, almost everybody you see needs this help. If you rate and review this podcast, it's more likely they're going to get it. If you could do that for me, I would be so grateful. That is all I have for you. I'm leaving tomorrow for the Grand Canyon. I am going to do the North Rim to the South Rim hike with two girlfriends. We are doing it to celebrate our 50th birthdays that are coming up in December. So I am going to do that. And this was a short podcast, but I hope it was really helpful. Remember, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to send me an email, Delaine@DelaneMD.com. Stay tuned on Instagram and social medias because in Facebook, I will be posting pictures of the Grand Canyon. Until next time, keep listening, keep avoiding the foods that are making you sick, and keep making the choices for your vitality and your longevity. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.